Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to Dear AFA. We are a democratic, member-driven union of flight attendants for flight attendants. Today is Tuesday, July 22nd, 2014, and this is Jeffrey Times reporting. I'm a member of Washington, D.C. Council 21 and the United Master Executive Council Communications Chairperson, and I will stand with and will help protect all of my 685 sisters and brothers. Today, United has suspended flights to and from Tel Aviv, Israel, until further notice. United has planned to add an extra section out of Tel Aviv to Newark today with seats blocked out for the 30 crew members that are laying over there at this time, as well as any additional airline employees. Our AFA MEC Health, Safety, and Security Committee, along with United's Corporate Security, will continue to monitor the situation, and we will report news as necessary. As a reminder, flight attendants currently domiciled at Denver, LAX, and ORD, who were awarded transfers on July 3rd and 17th, 2014, who have not yet accepted these transfers may elect to decline their transfer and remain at their current domicile of Denver, LAX, or ORD. These individuals may reject the award transfers via TRNREQ/file number by noon Central Time on July 24th, 2014. For those flight attendants who have been awarded and accepted transfers, you may rescind your transfer by noon Central Time on July 24, 2013, using the following process. From the corporate email address at united.com, send an email to rebalance@united.com. Include your name and file number. Include a statement expressing your desire to rescind your transfer. A written statement is required. Request to rescind your transfer sent to rebalance@united.com. will be acknowledged via email. Please be patient as there is significant email activity at this email address. Should you have additional questions, please contact your local council office. When you become an employee of United Airlines, you are entitled to certain basic human rights. Below is your rights as an employee when it pertains to fatigue. The company has stated that flight attendant who says they are unable to continue on a flight because of fatigue will be relieved from duty. Of course, the flight attendant may be called upon to explain the reasons why they were fatigued and may be required to visit a medical facility designated by the company. If you are ever in this situation and a company official denies that you may be relieved from duty, quote the following language to him or her from System Board Case MEC 274. Mr. Ed Westerville, while staff representative of industry relations, stated, the company will not require a flight attendant to continue duty at any point in the duty period if a flight attendant says, I am too fatigued to continue. This is notwithstanding the flight attendant having been on duty 6 hours, 2 hours, 8 hours, or whatever such period. Page 105, transcript of MEC Grievance 274. Despite the company's stated position, individual situations may arise in which management may directly order the flight attendant to continue the trip. See insubordination. You must continue the trip unless your health and safety or that of the crew or passengers will be immediately jeopardized if you continue to work the flight. For more your rights as an employee, download our resource guide on our website. The In-Flight Safety Action Program, ISAP, formerly known as OSAP, has proven to be one of the most effective safety tools we have. The program fosters a voluntary, cooperative, non-punitive environment for open reporting of safety concerns that can include, but not limited to, unsafe or detrimental policies or procedures, inadvertent FAR violations, incorrect FAOM information, safety concerns that are related to our job, duties of our job, or tools used in our job as a flight attendant. The primary purpose of this program is to identify safety events and to implement corrective measures that reduce the opportunity for safety to be compromised. ISAP is not a tool for anyone who is intentionally shown as a disregard of safety practices. Any intentional falsification or criminal activity will also be deemed your report unacceptable. Reports involving drugs, controlled substances, or alcohol are not accepted into the ISAP program and should be referred to AFA EAP professional standards. The ISAP program addresses when you should file an OSAP report as follows: when a flight attendant has or thinks she has or he has identified a potential safety hazard while at work, inadvertently violated the FAR, inadvertently violated a safety policy or procedure, failed to follow safety guidance in FAOM, or when you question if a policy or procedure is in the best interest of safety. What should I include in my ISAP report? a completely filled in report with the AFA box checked, a detailed factual description of the events of concern. Any questions you may have or clarifications you seek directly asked in the body of your report. Why and or how you can attribute to the cause of your safety item. What to expect from the ISAT. A possible phone call from either the program administrator, an ERC member, or NASA for more information and or to clarify information you provide to answer your questions or to add data information to a nationwide database to drive a support change. Or you could find a reply from the event review committee and or from any other subject matter experts. ISAP is just one way for you to be heard on all safety issues. To file an ISAP, navigate to our 6 safety section through the United MEC website, then to the reports area and select ISAP. You'll need to log into United's Flying Together website to exit the ISAP program. Please be aware that the timeout for the ISAP reporting system is 30 minutes. Please make sure you save at least every 30 minutes. That's all for tonight, and thank you for calling. Through strength and solidarity, we will continue building our collective future. After all, it's our future.